It's January, and I know many of you have made commitments to improve yourself this year. Maybe you're choosing to eat healthier or to embrace exercise. What about a digital detox? If I asked you to commit to spending 1 hour each day unplugged from all your devices, could you do it? That is this month's Small Things Challenge. We have become so obsessed with and addicted to our devices that it's hard to imagine spending 1 hour a day without them. I know, I used to feel the same way until I challenged myself to an unplugged day. The truth is that although our attachment to technology is helpful and improves our lives in numerous ways, it also distracts us and causes unnecessary stress. Unnecessary? Because we have the power to unplug and detach ourselves from it, if we choose to. You might not realize it, but all that beeping, pinging, vibrating, and ringing that you hear all day long distracts you and contributes to overloading your mind. When you commit to giving yourself a time out from all devices for a few minutes each day, you benefit in big ways. Spending time unplugged helps to clear your mind, reduce stress, reduce feelings of loneliness and depression, boost creative thinking, improve productivity, and build healthier relationships. It gives you the opportunity to connect with others around you in a meaningful way. And guess what? All those messages and emails won't go anywhere. I promise they will sit there waiting patiently for your return. Keep in mind that to be completely unplugged, it's not enough to put your phone on silent. To receive all the benefits of being unplugged, your phone needs to be turned off, or better yet, not even near you. Studies suggest that just knowing your phone is turned on distracts you. So who's ready to commit to 1 hour each day with no technology? No phone, no iPad, no laptop, no TV. This means that for 1 hour, there's no connection to social media, no instant access to news, no texting or instant messaging. It means no distractions. You will experience the benefits already listed, and you'll also provide yourself the opportunity to live in the present moment. Now, doesn't that sound fabulous? Once you've completed your 60 minutes, share with others on Facebook how you spent that time, or share how you're feeling. I know that for sure your sharing will help someone else. Remember, there is significant power in what we do, no matter how small.